I'm Eric Thiel. We are downstairs in the Steve Nelson Performance Space with the group Contus. They are in town for a performance tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of the Chamber Music Concerts season. Information is online at chambermusicconcerts.org or 541-552-6154. And joining me for the conversation today is Paul Schultz of Contus. Hello and welcome.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Welcome to all of you. There are eight of you
eight
in
of
our
us,
studio
that's
today.
Right.
I don't want to put you necessarily on the spot, but if you can, introduce your fellow members.
Yes, so we've got two basses. We've got Samuel Green and Chris Foss, two baritones, Samuel Kreidenweiss and David Geist, and then four tenors, Jacob Christopher, Alberto De La Paz, Alex Nishibun, and I'm Paul Schultz.
Fantastic. In looking through information about this group online, there are more former members of Contus than there are members of Contus.
That's right.
There has been a tremendous turnover. It's been 25 years.
That's right.
25 years of membership and turnover, which undoubtedly has to be a little challenging at times, always identifying new voices to add to the ensemble.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it's funny you should say that 25 years, we are thinking a lot right now about our 25th anniversary, which is this year. We have a huge celebration planned in our home base of the Twin Cities. And as you mentioned, we've had about 40 or so former artists, former singers be a part of Contus. And the thing that's really special about Contus that kind of separates us from other vocal ensembles is that we're fully collaborative. There's nobody in charge, which is both what makes us different. It's also a big challenge, but we really love it. So as we turn over new members, not only are we incorporating a new voice, but also a new artistic voice, because those people are choosing repertoire. They're getting to run rehearsals along with us. They're deciding on the artistic vision of the organization. But yeah, we've had a lot of great contributors over the years, and a lot of those guys are still staying engaged. They're composing, they're conducting around the country. We see them at home. Over 20 of them are coming back for this big celebration in May, which is going to be really fun.
So among you, who has the longest tenure in the group?
Chris Foss, I believe this is his 12th year singing bass.
Wow.
And then Sam Green is next, the other bass. So I guess those guys have pretty good job security.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your diverse repertoire in just a minute, but I'd love to hear a performance first. Contus is live in our performance studio today. Their newest album, unless I'm incorrect, is called Anthem, which came out a couple of years back,
that's right,
2015. What do you plan to sing first?
We are going to sing a song from four of the members. We often sing in small groups. This is called Flucht by Franz Schubert.
In der Freie will ich leben, in dem Sarge. In der Sarge duftet Tod, in der Freie will ich leben. Sieh nur dort, das Allerschamentod, die heiten Güte geben. In der Freie blüht das Leben, in der Enge hockt die Not. In der Freie will ich leben. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, Volks an der Natur geboren. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, Volks an der Natur geboren. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, Volks an der Natur geboren. Will ich leben, in der Freie will ich leben. In dem Sarge dumpft der Tod,
in dem Sarge dumpft der Tod.
In der Freie will ich leben. Sieh nur dort, das Abendrot, die Heiden,
die Heiden Höhe will.
In der Freie blüht das Leben,
in der Enge hockt
die Not,
in der Enge hockt die Not.
Altrum 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 schweben, das Herz verstockt, Licht und Luft und Raum ist Luft, Licht und Luft und Raum ist Not. In der Freie will ich leben.
lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot.
Traute Vögel,
lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot.
Alt drum alt hinaus zu streben,
alt drum alt hinaus zu streben, eh das Herz zu stocken droht. Alt drum alt hinaus zu streben, eh das Herz zu stocken droht. Traum ist oft, nicht ist Luft, und ist not. In der Freiheit will ich leben. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot. Traute Vögel, lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot.
Traute Vögel,
lasst uns schweben, folgsam der Natur gebot.
In der Freiheit will ich leben.
In der Freiheit will ich leben.
In der Freiheit.
That is music of Franz Schubert. It's called Flucht, which is what, flight or escape?
Flight,
translates
that's correct,
a couple
yeah.
of different ways. Kantus, my guest in the studio today. Their newest release is called Anthem. They're in Ashland for a concert tonight at 7:30 in the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of Chamber Music Concerts. Paul Schultz is on mic for the conversation today. So this group started as a student group, St. Olaf College. Over the years, I can think of many special holiday broadcasts that we have aired coming from St. Olaf.
Yeah, that's right.
It is known as a hotbed of vocal music. And at some point, it transitioned from a student group to a professional group. And this probably predates all of you.
Yeah.
But do you recall what the impetus was for the group turning pro?
Yeah, absolutely. So it started, they were singing in the low voice choir, which is all the freshman singers have to sing in either a high voice choir or a low voice choir at St. Olaf, the Viking chorus. And four of these gentlemen, young gentlemen, really loved singing together. So they wanted to keep singing. So after that was over, they started up their own little classical boy band. And they started singing some songs and adding members. They wanted to sing the Bible Ave Maria, so they added three more guys, and eventually they grew to as many as 13. Mm. But then once they graduated, they said, you know, what if we tried to put together a tour? And so they just kind of hustled and put together an East Coast tour, made some money doing that in the summer, and then they started stringing it together. And then in about 2001, they decided to become a nonprofit organization, and they paying their singers full time.
Wow.
And so we are none of the original singers are left, but they've given us this incredible gift, this tradition, and this collaborative model that we get to carry on. You know, we're so fortunate to have this be our only gig. You know, we get to sing and program and rehearse with just the same group of singers each day of the whole year.
Yeah.
And it's really a privilege.
Is there a sweet spot in terms of the number of members? I mean, you mentioned as large
yeah.
as 13.
Yeah.
There are some photos of online of about 9.
Mm-hmm.
Is it logistics of who can fit in a touring vehicle, or is it based on the repertoire that you're
It's based on the repertoire, and I think we've settled on 8 in for the last 4 or 5 years, and we were 9 for many, many years. And I think it works well because you have balance between, you know, high tenor, low tenor, baritone, bass. And also, I think we've found that in the programming room, it's kind of 8 is been a nice number for making sure all these voices are heard equally. Because sometimes and I was around when we were at 9 also, it felt like sometimes you could get somebody who maybe was becoming a little wallflower. But now with 8, it's great because everyone is engaged and there's space for that.
No one can hide.
Yep. Exactly.
Let's talk about your repertoire. It's all over the map.
Yeah.
Just about anything seems fair game.
Yeah.
How do you go about picking what gets added to the book?
Yeah. So it comes back to our vision statement, which is to give voice to shared human experience. And so we try and decide what kind of stories we want to tell first in our programming. And then after we decide that, we then go out and find repertoire that fits. And it's kind of been a calling card of ours to do a wide variety of repertoire. So, you know, classical, pop, stuff that was written centuries and centuries ago, things that we're commissioning brand new for this show specifically we're singing tonight has 4 brand new pieces on it, which we're really, really happy about championing. So we definitely are proud of the variety that we're able to execute, and also we think it serves these programs and these narratives that we're trying to tell in our programs, because if we have this diverse repertoire, hopefully that kind of helps to drive the point home.
Gotcha. As we've been talking, some of your fellow singers have exited stage left and have been replaced by the other half of the ensemble. What's the next piece?
This next piece is called Picaflor Esmeralda. It's by Gabriella Lena Frank.
A new piece or older?
It's a little bit older. It's written for sopranos and altos. And so sometimes we'll take a piece and we'll just drop it down the octave. So that's what we did with this one.
This is Cantus performing live here at JPR.
Picaflor.
Picaflor, Esmeralda, oh, el que vuela más alto, el de las plumas doradas,
el que brilla y
brilla y brilla en el sol. O que tanto me preguntas,
Esmeralda,
de dónde vengo y de dónde soy,
el que ha puesto tan alto,
mi cabeza, montaña, allí nací entre flores.
O me está llamando, me están buscando,
mi madre,
mi padre,
mis padres.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
el fuego que he prendido.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
el fuego que encendí.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
en la montaña,
en la cumbre,
estará
llameando,
estará ardiendo.
Picaflor, 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 Esmeralda, Esmeralda,
pica, 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 picaflor.
Pica, 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 pica flor, esmeralda.
Mi casilla aún llamea,
esmeralda.
Si quema la montaña y la cumbre,
el de las alas de oro.
Y si hay mucho fuego,
esmeralda.
Oh, anda, pica flor, esmeralda.
Oh, me está llamando, me están buscando.
Mi madre,
mi padre,
mis padres.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
el fuego que he prendido.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
el fuego que encendí.
Picaflor, Esmeralda,
en la montaña,
en la cumbre,
estará
llameando,
estará ardiendo. Picaflor,
el más alto,
Esmeralda,
brilla y brilla.
Quiero darte,
regalo,
quiero darte
bendición.
Lleva esta carta a mis padres.
No sé si todavía
lloro también
cuando lea mi nombre
o me habrá
olvidado día.
No llorarán todavía.
Picaflor, picaflor, esmeralda,
el fuego que he encendido.
Picaflor, picaflor, esmeralda,
el fuego que encendí.
Picaflor, esmeralda,
en la montaña,
en la cumbre,
estará
llameando,
estará ardiendo.
Picaflor, 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 Esmeralda, Esmeralda.
Pica, 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 picaflor, pica, pica, picaflor, pica, pica, picaflor. Mira así, mira así, mira así. Aún llamea, llamea. Anda, pica, pica, picaflor. Mi madre,
mi padre,
mi padre,
mi madre,
mis padres. Pica, 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 flor.
Cantus, my guests in the studio today. Their newest album is called Anthem, and they're in town for a performance tonight as part of chamber music concerts at the SOU Music Recital Hall. The show is at 7:30. Information and tickets, if they're available, are at chambermusicconcerts.org. Paul Schultz is speaking with me in the studio today. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
Really cool.
Thank you
stuff.
Very much.
So we talked just before that about how you pick your repertoire. How long do pieces stay in the book before they kind of get cycled out and put in the back drawer?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, depending on who's in the ensemble and who's turning over, who's been here a long time, sometimes, you know, I might say, oh, you know, guys, I am just so sick and tired of singing Wanting Memories for the 10th time. But maybe the audience members will say, hey, why aren't you singing this song? Come on now. And so then, because we sing about 35 shows at home in the Twin Cities each year. So we really hear about the songs that people like or don't like. But yeah, it depends. You know, it depends on the stories that we're telling. Sometimes there's a song that really speaks to the ensemble. So a song like Franz Biebel's Ave Maria, it's such a gorgeous piece that we typically perform every year. I mentioned Wanting Memories by Sweet Honey in the Rock. That's been really a favorite of ours. But there's definitely a few and sometimes they'll go out of rotation, but then maybe 3 years later, we'll bring them back in and we're excited to sing them again.
There'll be different members who've never sung it. Yeah,
exactly.
Right? Yeah. In the bio for this ensemble online, there is no mention, and I found this really interesting, there is no mention of a cappella. You're referred to as a men's vocal ensemble, but it doesn't mention a cappella. Is that intentional or just happenstance?
You know, maybe it's a little of both. I mean, I hearing that from you, I didn't know that, but it makes sense to me. First of all, because we do sing with instruments sometimes. We even do a series in the summer where we do a song cycle. We all take solos and we work with a collaborative pianist. Mm. But I think a cappella has a connotation, I think, of a kind of a group that's arranging pop songs and doing a lot of pop songs, maybe a lot of snaps and kind of doo-wops, which is something we do sometimes. But I think maybe that word can maybe misconstrue the breadth of what folks are going to hear when they come see us.
Yeah. You mentioned your mission statement a minute ago. In, I believe this is on your website, there is a little sentence or paragraph about the intent of what you guys are doing right now to celebrate 25 years, which I want to read to you and then get your response to it. Cantus celebrates the allure of upward exploration, the triumph of the human spirit, and striving for excellence through innovation and technology on their new touring program, which is called One Giant Leap. Unpack that for me.
Yeah, so that's the One Giant Leap is the name of our touring show this year. We've been performing it since August. And we we were inspired initially. The idea came because it's the 50th anniversary of the moon landing this past summer. So we thought, wow, it would be really fun to kind of celebrate that in some way. And it's such an incredible story of achievement and what humanity accomplished by working together. And so we kind of unpacked the story. It allowed us to program a lot of really neat music. And one piece that comes to mind is one of our brand new commissions that comes from our Young and Emerging Composers Competition, which we launched in conjunction with the 20th anniversary. And our winner, who's an undergrad, was Grace Brigham, who's actually an Ole. She's from St. Olaf, which is, didn't plan, but there you go.
An Ole.
And I know they call them Oles. Yep. And she wrote a piece called Discoveries, and she took quotes and writings from four really prominent female scientists and wove them together into this beautiful tapestry that she created for us. And it serves kind of the narrative in that it gives us a chance to highlight some of the hidden figures aspect of the moon landing and space exploration, the women who really were the engine, the mathematical engine behind some of this exploration.
That's great. You have released a lot of albums over the years. I mean, 18 records in 25 years of existence. Is the intent there to make sure that almost every member has got one album that they were on?
That's probably right. I don't know. Yeah. No, that's funny you say that. We have another album coming out this spring. We're really, really excited about it. It's in the final stages, and we're going to be working with a label we're really excited about. But yeah, you know, we like to record new music. New albums, I should say. But I think part of that comes back, too, is that we do a lot of commissioning. And part of that is we get to perform it everywhere, which is great for composers. But also, it's wonderful when we can do the first definitive recording of this in addition to the first performance.
Yeah, so have a record of it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm so glad you guys are here.
Thanks
for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Cantus, my guests in the studio today. Paul Schultz has been speaking with me. Their newest release is called Anthem. They're in concert tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall as part of Chamber Music Concerts. You have one more piece for us, yeah?
That's right. I think some folks are going to recognize this one. It's by our friend and my friend and yours, David Bowie. It's Space Oddity.
It's Cantus singing live in our performance space today. Their newest record is called Anthem. They're in town for a performance tonight at 7:30 at the SOU Music Recital Hall right across the sidewalk from us as part of Chamber Music Concerts. Information found at chambermusicconcerts.org. I've been speaking with Paul Schultz. Paul, thanks so much for coming by. It's great to meet you all.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Siskiyou Music Hall continues right after this.